Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from Genesis, the 32nd chapter and 12th verse. And it reads, "For you said, I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude." I'd like for us to begin today by listening to the following tips on becoming an author. Then we'll start with our story. Today, I want my focus to be on you and how you can become possibly an author. And when someone talks to me about writing, and I tell people many times that I am an author, they let me know that it's very hard. And I don't know where they get their information from, but people just don't like to write. And they see writers as people who have done something that's almost impossible to do by at least the common person. But the fact of the matter is that it's not hard. But it does take work and it takes time. In my past career, I was a college professor. I worked for 30 years at a small liberal arts institution. And during that time, I had very little time to do anything other than my assigned duties, which included teaching and going to committee meetings and doing writing. Now, the writing that I did turned out to be beneficial to me as far as what I'm doing now, as far as being an author. But at that time, it was very difficult for me to do anything other than what I was assigned to do. And so I understand that if you don't have the time to write, that might be a good reason not to write, because it does require a great deal of time. But you can always insert the time that you need to do whatever it is that you want. You know, we tend to do what we want anyway. We tend to make time for it. And so if you're really interested in writing professionally, becoming an author, you can do it. It's not that difficult at all. And my purpose in these podcasts is to help you to do something, hopefully, that you're really interested in doing, and that is becoming an author. Welcome back. The story today comes from the book Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The sequel. It's taken from chapter 7, On the Beach. The title of the story, the sixth and final story in this chapter, bears the same name as the chapter title, On the Beach. Now, here is the story. Sandra had been energized by Aaron's prayer and now was ready to relax on the beach. She returned briefly to her room after that latest session with her friend, but she soon came back to enjoy the tranquility of the sound of rushing water from the ocean. Sandra enjoyed that about as much as the advice she received from Aaron. While back in her room, Sandra only spent enough time to change into her beach outfit that included a bikini and a large covering beach towel. She only needed to find a beach chair with an umbrella to lie under. Sandra had left her room and emerged from the patio where she had talked with Aaron earlier. She gladly received the warm sands of the beach, which gave her feet the feeling of a thick cushioned carpet, like the one she had purchased for her apartment years ago. Sandra did remember how Aaron had kidded her about the sand tickling her feet, but she would soon find that the sand would mean a lot more to her than just providing a moment of laughter. Sandra finally arrived at one of the several beach chairs that formed the line, not far from the raging ocean waves.
Wow. I have the whole beach to myself.
Sandra continued talking to herself in a low voice, despite realizing she was the only patron at the resort over this weekend. She laid down on the beach chair she had claimed and took a nap. Only moments into that nap, Sandra had a dream, a wonderful dream that produced a vision of her mother, who had died when she was only about 5 years of age. It was so tranquil, like she was being serenaded by soft, comforting music. Her mother appeared as beautiful to Sandra as she remembered her back when she was just a little girl. As she walked into a room where her daughter was, Sandra immediately saw that it was her.
Mommy? Mommy?
Sandra shouted as her mother gazed at her smiling. Then Sandra said more forcefully while smiling herself.
Hello, Mommy.
Addressing her as she did when she was small.
Hello, Sandy.
Sandra's mother addressed her as she did when she was little more than a toddler. Then she said,
I'm here with all my friends, and I've been watching you all these many years. Look down and prepare yourself. I'll see you again soon.
After that request by her mother, Sandra saw that she was beginning the process of disappearing. Sandra was desperate in trying to keep her mother with her, but she only had time enough to say,
Wait! Wait! Don't leave! Don't leave!
Despite Sandra's pleas for her mother to remain with her, she simply vanished. We'll be back after a short break. Welcome back. Shortly after Sandra asked her mother not to leave from her presence, she woke up. Sandra immediately did as her mother had instructed her in the dream. That's when she looked down, and when she did, she saw all the sand around her. Sandra then took a handful of sand and saw what must have been thousands of tiny grains in her right hand. In her spirit, Sandra realized that each of the thousands of tiny grains of sand she was holding, as well as each of the thousands upon thousands of tiny grains of sand on every beach in the world, represented a single believer. Somehow, Sandra spiritually discerned that this included all those currently alive on the earth, as well as the ones who had died and who are now in their spiritual dimension, waiting to return with Jesus to establish a heavenly kingdom on this earth, as stated in the scriptures. But Sandra sensed that her mother, as well as others who have passed on, had more to do in their vision than to simply wait for the event predicted in Revelation, the second coming of Christ. In her estimation, they had assignments, even now, like Sandra's mother, who appeared to her in a vision and apparently was assigned to helping bring Sandra into her presence. With her mother's help in that spiritual dimension and her association with Maggie and with Faith Methodist Church, where Sandra would occasionally attend with Maggie in her natural life, Sandra would recall many basic spiritual precepts. But what Sandra remembered in her vision more than anything was what her mother told her to do, and that was to look down and see the grains of sand beneath her. It was revealed to Sandra that the grains of sand represented what her mother called her friends in the dream. Let's take another break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. After Sandra awoke from her nap, and after she did as her mother told her in the dream, she rose from her beach chair and ran back into the hotel as fast as she could, stopping only to rinse the sand from her feet. Then she began to look for Aaron and called her name.
Aaron! Aaron, where are you?
Sandra shouted in hopes of finding her quickly to tell her about the dream she just had. Aaron, who was in the lounge kitchen at the time preparing dinner, responded.
What's wrong, Sandra? Why are you shouting?
I've got to tell you something.
Okay, calm down. I'm right here.
Well, okay. I think I'm in control now.
After being subdued in response to Aaron's request for her to calm down, Sandra could not hold her peace any longer.
But Aaron, I got my first sign!
That's when Aaron tried to figure out what she was talking about. But that took only a moment's thought by Aaron. She quickly remembered what she had told Sandra earlier about the three signs she would have before she left the resort by the end of the weekend. So she responded to Sandra's excitement.
Okay, Sandra, now let's go back out to the patio. Then you can sit down and tell me all about it.
Okay, Aaron.
They did go out to the patio and sat in the rocking chairs as they had earlier. Then Sandra told Aaron all about the dream she had.
Okay, Aaron. First of all, let me just say, you know how peaceful it is out here, listening to those ocean waves. Well, when I was on the beach earlier, I took a nap and had the most peaceful, beautiful dream. I saw my mother. She was so radiant and happy. I went to hug her, but then she said something I thought was strange but inspiring. She said she was happy with her friends and that she's been watching me all these years since her transition. Aaron, with all that I've done in my life, I'm not sure if I'm happy about that. I mean, with my mother watching me and all. You do know that includes a time when I was doing everything I was grown enough to do. Things I'm too ashamed to mention to you again, Aaron. Oh, sorry to get all emotional like this, Aaron.
Oh, girl, pay no attention to your emotions. Now just go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Okay, Aaron. Well, it's been over 30 years since she passed. But anyway, let me get to something else I didn't understand. And it was so sad. She told me, Aaron, to look down. Then she said, I'll see you again soon. But I didn't want her to leave, Aaron. I told her not to leave, but she left anyway, Aaron. Yeah, she just disappeared. She went away.
Get a hold of yourself, honey. It'll be all right.
Okay. Oh, again, I'm so sorry, Aaron.
That's right, honey. Like I said just a minute ago, you go ahead and finish what you were saying.
Okay. Anyway, at the time, I woke up back to reality, and I did as she told me in the dream. And when I looked down, I saw nothing but sand all around me. Even at a distance, nothing but sand. Sand on the beach.
And that was your sign, Sandra? Is that what you're saying? Seeing all that sand on the beach?
Yes, Aaron, I really believe that was a sign from God telling me that soon I'll get my healing that I need. But it wasn't just seeing the sand on the beach, Aaron. It was my mother telling me what to do. being so concerned about my well-being.
Well, I certainly understand, Sandra. I mean, there's nothing like a mother's love for her child. But anyway, that's all you really need, and that is to believe, like you just said. And you know what, Sandra? The more I think about it, I believe it was a sign. And I say that because I can tell your belief comes from the heart.
What do you mean, Aaron, from the heart? If you believe, you believe, don't you?
No, Sandra. There are levels to belief. Let me show you in the scriptures and tell you what I'm saying.
Okay.
Let me find it. It's right here in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. And this is what it says. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So this scripture says a lot, Sandra. In other words, it's possible to believe, but not believe from the heart.
Okay.
Yeah, this scripture is saying, in my estimation, that someone can believe from the heart. They can believe from the heart. That is, internally. From their spirit, is what I'm talking about. And if they do, God counts it as being right with him. Otherwise, Sandra, it's kind of like saying you believe something, but you really don't believe whatever you're saying. In other words, not having a sincere belief. But Sandra, in my estimation, your belief is coming from the heart. It's genuine, is what I'm saying. Now, you can fool people, because we're all human. But God, who knows the number of hairs on your head, as the Bible says, knows whether you're sincere or not.
Okay.
I know you seem a bit confused, Sandra, but let me say this. Because of the belief you have, that sincere belief I'm talking about, you have a right standing with God, in my estimation. Now, this is something you have to have if you want healing to take place. And another thing, Sandra, because of your sincere belief, even your salvation is secure, based on what I think the scripture is saying. Now, that should comfort you a whole lot, Sandra. Now, go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Well, what you just said is comforting, Aaron, even though I don't understand it all.
Remember, Sandra, you don't have to understand. You just have to believe. Sincerely believe, as you're doing.
Okay, Aaron. I do believe. And you did say a lot there. But I know you have so much wisdom to give, Aaron. And you've given a lot of it to me since I've been here. Like what you were just saying. But tell me this. Maybe you can answer one question I have. Is there anything about sand that's in the Bible?
Sandra asked Aaron to answer this question by seeking confirmation of what she believed was her first sign. Before Aaron answers Sandra's question, let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Aaron did answer Sandra's question, a question about sands of the beach being in the Bible. She said to her,
"To answer your question, Sandra, yeah, I think it does appear in Scripture. Let me look it up in my concordance."
Oh, that's great, Aaron.
Aaron then got her Bible, which she always kept beside her rocker. Then she started to turn the pages. She soon arrived at the concordance. As she looked for the word sand, Aaron continued to say to herself,
Let's see, where is it?
She paused a little to find the answer. Aaron then said to Sandra,
"Listen to places, and I'll read them both to you." Genesis 32 and verse 12 says that, and I'm reading verbatim from the scripture here, It says that, "I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for the multitude." Then the other scripture is in Hebrews the 11th chapter and the 12th verse, where it says, "Therefore from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore." So there you have it, Sandra.
Well, could you tell me what you think this means, Aaron? Those verses of scripture?
Sure. I believe these verses tell us that there is a multitude of believers who have passed on and who are now in their spirit dimension, where there is no pain or sorrow, but who have happiness and are aware of those who have not transitioned yet. That means you and me, Sandra. And I believe that your mother is one of them. It's very inspiring.
Yes, it is inspiring, Aaron. And you know what? What you've said confirmed that first sign. Yes, I got my first sign, and my mother was a part of it.
Explain yourself, Sandra. I don't quite understand what you're saying.
Well, Aaron, the mere fact that what my mother had reference to in the dream, that is, the sand that was all around me, is really in the Bible, like you just quoted. Also, Aaron, I take it as a sign because of what you believe those verses of Scripture are saying. The grains of sand representing believers all over the world. It's so profound, Aaron. I believe that all of this together is my sign, Aaron. And I thank you for it.
That's great. But don't thank me, Sandra. As the Scripture says, all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. But listen, you still have two more signs to look for. Well, our dinner will be ready at about 5 o'clock, so you'll have a little more time to spend out there on the beach. And who knows, you may even get that second sign.
Okay, Aaron, I'll go back on the beach for a little while and let my toes be tickled by the sand, as you put it. And I'll also look at the waves. My, how I love listening to the ocean. And like you said, Aaron, maybe I will get that second sign. I sure hope so.
Well, I will continue to pray that you will, Sandra.
Thank you so much, Aaron.
After their conversation, Sandra returned to the beach as she said she would do, and Aaron went back to preparing dinner. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish the show. Welcome back. We hope you'll be with us next time for the continuation of this story. And we'll see if Sandra gets that second sign. Well, that's all for today. And in closing, I'd like to say, and would like you to remember, that whatever you may be going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.